This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the new information about the much larger network of AT&T buildings that exist in major cities across the United States. There are at least eight of them that have been identified by a recent detailed report at The Intercept, which we've been sharing some of the information there with you about these buildings. They're creepy, windowless structures that are very, very large and, you know, in downtown areas in cities like New York and D.C. and San Francisco and elsewhere, according to the reports, that give AT&T access, because of their internet backbones that they operate, to a whole lot more data than just AT&T customers. In fact, you know, international data is crossing through these facilities, as well as customers of various internet service providers across the United States. And they're just siphoning off copies of all this data over to the NSA. We'll continue with more on this story. By the way, with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And then we'll talk about how you can protect your privacy, if it's even possible, in this day and age. It's going to take some effort, though, likely. We'll get into the solutions here in moments, because I don't want this to just be doom and gloom about the problem of the NSA. But Gary is with us right now. And, Gary, you're calling from Rapid City, South Dakota, listening online. Go ahead.
Hi. You remember that I may have talked to you twice when I was in China.
Oh, I don't recall everything, but I hope you won't take it personal. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I've recently come back. And anyway, my thing is about the international traffic, because that's what I can associate with. When I was talking to friends of mine from there on Skype, and I know that's now taken over by Microsoft,
yes.
We were talking about 9/11, and I put in keywords like termite or other stuff, and it would say message not sent. And, you know, we could talk normal stuff, but it would block certain keywords. And I wondered if that had something to do with this filter that they're using.
Well, we're not talking about that they're manipulating the traffic necessarily, although that's possible, I suppose.
You're talking about China. This was happening to you in China, right? Because China does have something like that.
But I was talking to people in America, you know.
Yeah, but you were personally in China.
It had to go through the Chinese firewall, the Great Firewall of China, basically, and they have.
But using a VPN. Yeah, so I just
so the VPN was going to an American server.
Yes, and
was it an authorized one by the Chinese government, because it might have still.
Well, it's Express VPN, yeah. So they're the ones that are authorized.
But, okay, so that's why. There you go.
So if they're authorized, that means they have to follow the Chinese blocking rules.
Right. So you're not really protecting your privacy against the government if it's an authorized.
Right. There's no point in using a VPN if it's authorized.
Right.
Well, you couldn't get Google without it. You know, you couldn't get Facebook without it. You couldn't get YouTube without it. You couldn't get any of that stuff.
So you're saying this authorized VPN is allowing people to access sites that the Chinese government doesn't want them to access?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, then why would they authorize it?
I don't know. Well, they probably authorize it for foreigners, I suppose. Or maybe maybe they
that might be.
But the thing is, the other main point was the thing about the Constitution, where we're supposed to be safe in our privacy, like you're not allowed to just enter your home. Well, it seems to me like if you have a computer in your home and you're talking to somebody, that's a private conversation. It would apply, you know?
You would think, yeah. But unfortunately, the Supreme Court is more likely to rule in favor of whatever the government's interpretation of the Fourth Amendment happens to be.
Yeah, and that's basically what they've done. I mean, they're saying basically because they're not using it for a purpose that conflicts, like, they can monitor it, but they really are, because then they give FBI agents and police and stuff information that helps lead to non-national security-related, you know, investigations, right? So they're just not using the information collected against people in court. but they're still using the information.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's the point that I wanted to make.
Well, thank you, Gary, for the call tonight. As far as who was doing that blocking, whether it was Microsoft or the Skype, or it was your VPN, it's obviously hard to tell that. But either way, probably you don't want to have sensitive conversations over Skype anyway, regardless of whoever's internet connection you're on.
Yeah.
Because the Microsoft is also one of the NSA's buddies.
Well, the whole reason Microsoft acquired them was because for people who don't know, Skype was actually very decentralized in how it operated.
Originally.
And the NSA, I think it was, set up a company to buy it. Or something, something along those lines. Anyway, so something happened where that company then didn't cooperate with the NSA or something like that. So they had Microsoft acquire the assets or that company or something.
I see.
And so then they centralized it, and it's known. It's like a known fact that Skype is backdoored now.
Basically, yeah. So I think Snowden
revealed that. We know for a fact, I forget exactly what happened,
I think it was a Snowden release.
It might have been a Snowden release, but yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason. I mean, it makes sense that's why they would centralize it, because it costs more to have it centralized, right? Like, the whole reason that it was decentralized was for money reasons. It wasn't because, it made the service better, or anything like that. It was entirely a money issue.
Well, in theory, if you're directly connecting to the person with whom you're talking, that should make the service better, because then you don't have to go through a centralized server.
Yeah,
be a more efficient way of
potentially
doing
it. Also chats. Potentially gets around certain censorship. So if you maybe have a company and your network administrators don't authorize Skype, well, maybe if it's decentralized, they can more easily get around it, because there's not a central server to block.
Right. Or you can change the ports or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Right. Exactly. But it's automated. Like, the code was automated to do that. So there was not a technical hurdle. It just did it automatically.
Let's talk to Vernon. He's on the line in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via AT&T. Go ahead, Vernon.
No. So, listening to you all talk about this, it sounds like to me you all think these buildings are full of offices with people listening to people's phone calls and whatnot. And
oh, no, we didn't say that at all.
It's a switching building. It's like a data center. Supposed to have
windows. I think
we
were kind of saying something like
fortified.
That earlier. I think Ian, Ian was saying something like that earlier about how it would be... It would be really horrible to work in such a building.
Yeah. That wasn't saying that there are people there monitoring your communications. What I'm saying is it would suck to work in a building like that, because they have people working there. It's not like it's an empty
facility.
Absolutely.
Also, at the same time, I'm really glad that it's not full of windows, and when a storm blows through, when a hurricane blows through or whatever, at least the windows aren't going to pop out and, all the lines get cut or whatever because of a branch going through or something. I see what you're saying.
That might be a good thing, though.
What would be a good thing?
I mean, if it's I don't know. So, unfortunately, I didn't read the article clearly, and I don't even know if they made that clear in the article. But if it is simply a copy of the data where it's being analyzed, and that's a good thing if the line gets cut, because data
still
flows.
The primary purpose of the building is for our internet. I love my internet. I use my internet more than the TV. I don't want my internet cut. Now, yeah, I agree that, whatever data snooping they might be doing is ridiculous, but that is certainly not the primary purpose of that building looking fortified. And one interesting fact I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is really true or not, but in Knoxville, Tennessee, in downtown, that ugly AT&T looking building is supposedly the closest building built to an interstate. And seriously, there's about 2 or 3 feet between the building and Interstate 40. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've heard. But yeah, you see that ugly building.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry if I miscommunicated, but I didn't mean to suggest that these buildings were exclusive to the NSA. These are just the buildings where the NSA
has tapped into.
I'm sorry. The way you were phrasing it, it made it sound
the NSA didn't build these buildings for AT&T. AT&T has these buildings for their infrastructure, and the NSA has some significant amount of utility there.
Yeah, let's back up. So these are I do recall now what it was that the article said. So they are not NSA buildings. No, the buildings are AT&T buildings and other ISPs, backbone ISPs. And this is just where they're being, the NSA is tapping into them.
Exactly. And the reason they're so big is because switching technology is changed. I'm sure if you were to tour one, maybe a third of it, if that, is actually used by equipment anymore. You know, whenever these
That's speculative.
In the 60s or 70s, they were full of equipment. I mean,
I don't know. We can't tell you because they're not going to let you tour it. Hey, thanks,
that's
Vernon.
True.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
As we continue here, we were sharing with you the story about AT&T and the several buildings, eight of them at least, that have been identified by The Intercept at TheIntercept.com. Where they are teaming up with the NSA to divert all kinds of internet traffic into the hands of the NSA for who knows what nefarious purposes. We'll share more about that with you. But I want to let you know about the Tom Woods podcast. It's the Tom Woods Show. Of course, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. If you don't know him, he's a New York Times bestselling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, so for about half a decade now, Tom Woods has been putting out the Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's logged nearly 1,200 episodes so far, including guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to liberty-minded folks. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here from The Intercept, I'm going to share some more of this story, digging into the details on these buildings that have now been, this is breaking news basically by The Intercept, the story came out earlier this week. AT&T spokesperson sort of blew off the questions from The Intercept saying, oh, well, we will only do whatever law enforcement requires through court orders, subpoenas, and lawful discovery requests, and acts as though any voluntary assistance given to law enforcement is only when a person's life is in danger. But on the other hand, the NSA refers to the to AT&T as extremely willing to help. So what do you think the truth is about what AT&T is doing as far as assisting
the
NSA?
You know why they're so interested in helping? The U.S. federal government is a huge benefactor to AT&T financially.
Like a contractor? They're like a contractor
for them? Yeah, any kind of large business actually has significant, financial deals with government.
Right.
It's just how things are. And even small companies, even think Penguin.
You've had some government
right.
deals.
I mean, like, we could get away without it, but it's the point that I'm trying to make is that it's in a company's interest to do business, and if you don't do what the NSA says, well, guess what? You're going to lose some of those contracts. And the question is, if that's not your business privacy, you're probably just going to give in. And it's not AT&T's business. So
Dave Schaefer is the CEO of Cogent Communications, told The Intercept that he had no knowledge of the surveillance at the eight AT&T buildings, but he said he believed, quote, the core premise that the NSA or some other agency would like to look at traffic at an AT&T facility. So he believes that premise. He said he suspected that the surveillance is likely carried out on a limited basis due to technical and cost constraints. I don't know if I'd buy that one. I mean, you were saying earlier.
Have you seen the data center in Utah?
Where they're ingesting a bunch of data and they're like, it's water cooled.
It's not only big enough to analyze all data, probably, it's big enough to decrypt encrypted data as
That's
well.
Scary.
So, yeah.
He said here, if the NSA were trying to, quote, ubiquitously monitor, unquote, data passing across AT&T's networks, he would be extremely concerned. But yet that's, I think, what's being suggested here, if not absolutely yet revealed. Sprint, Telia, Tata Communications, Telecom Italia, and Deutsche Telekom did not respond to requests for comment. These are companies internationally and locally that use AT&T's backbone and their facilities, basically. CenturyLink, which owns Level 3, said it would not discuss, quote, matters of national security. So Level 3 is another one of these internet backbone peering companies, as I understand it. They're essentially one of AT&T's competitors, right,
yeah.
At that level. So they're not even talking.
I mean, it's a difference between AT&T and CenturyLink, which CenturyLink is a like a telephone and internet provider.
The 8 locations are featured on a top-secret NSA map, which depicts U.S. facilities that the agency relies upon for one of its largest surveillance programs, codenamed Fairview. AT&T is the only company involved in Fairview, which was first established in 1985, according to NSA documents, and involves tapping into international telecommunications cables, routers, and switches. In 2003, the NSA launched new Internet mass surveillance methods, which were pioneered under the Fairview program. The methods were used by the agency to collect, within a few months, some 400 billion records about people's Internet communications and activity, according to the New York Times report. Fairview is also forwarding more than 1 million emails every day to a keyword selection system at the NSA's Fort Meade headquarters. Central to the Internet spying are 8 peering link router complex sites, which are pinpointed on the top-secret NSA map. The locations of the sites mirror the maps of the AT&T networks obtained by The Intercept from public records, which show backbone node with peering facilities in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. One of the AT&T maps contain unique codes individually identifying the addresses of the facilities in each of the cities. And among the pinpointed buildings, there is a nuclear blast-resistant windowless facility in New York City's Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. In D.C., a fortress-like concrete structure less than half a mile south of the U.S. Capitol. In Chicago, an earthquake-resistant skyscraper in the West Loopgate area. In Atlanta, a 429-foot Art Deco structure in the heart of the city's downtown district. And in Dallas, a cube-like building with narrow windows and large vents on its exterior, located in the Old East District. It's just creepy. It just sounds creepy.
Yeah, it sounds to me like these buildings are fairly old. I mean, you can't I don't think they can build anything that can withstand a nuclear blast today that's a direct nuclear blast, and it would be a direct nuclear blast. So these are probably fairly old buildings, at least some of them.
I bet you're right.
Probably most of them, I bet.
They've probably been in AT&T's hands for decades. Elsewhere on the west coast of the U.S., there are 3 more facilities in downtown L.A., a striking concrete tower near the Walt Disney Concert Hall and Staples Center, 2 blocks from the most important Internet exchange in the region. In Seattle, a 15-story building with blacked-out windows and reinforced concrete foundations near the city's waterfront. And finally, in San Francisco's South of Market neighborhood, a building where it was previously claimed that the NSA was monitoring Internet traffic from a secure room on the 6th floor. The peering sites, known and otherwise in AT&T parlance as Service Node Routing Complexes, or SNRCs, were developed following the Internet boom in the mid to late 1990s. By March of 2009, the NSA's documents say that they were tapping into, quote, peering circuits at the 8 SNRCs. So, I mean, this is absolutely confirmed, right? Like, they've got NSA documents, they've got AT&T former employees. This does not sound like some sort of occasional thing, like this guy that they were talking to.
This is not conspiracy. This maybe was conspiracy
this
if we go
fact.
Back 20 years. It's fact, yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. It's all in black and white here.
Yep.
You can download the documents from WikiLeaks and various other sources. There's interviews with AT&T workers. This is all stuff that's just been reconfirmed like a dozen times now over the last, 10 to 20 years.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got another update on the way about the podcast patent. Somebody has been trying to go after some of the world's most popular podcasters with patent law threats, and you've got an update on that story, Chris. We're going to get into it coming up. And you can share your thoughts as well. We'll post this full article, by the way, on our forum at forum.freetalklive.com because it's a long one.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News.
The man accused of walking into the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland, and killing five people was charged today with five counts of murder. He's being held with no bond. President Trump addressed a tragedy which happened only 40 miles from the White House.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation and filled our hearts with grief. Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
Wendy Winters is one of the victims. Today, her daughter, Winter, spoke about her mom.
She loved her job, and she loved what she did, and she loved to tell stories. And this is far too soon to lose my mother.
Record heat expected all across the United States this weekend, so stay safe and hydrate. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. If you care about freedom, then you ought to go to liberty.menu. If you've got a business, for instance, that you want other libertarians to find out about, well, liberty.menu is the best place to go and list it. It's a libertarian business directory, but it also has categories for events and digital content creators. So whatever it is that you do, if you care about freedom, go and put your items, your, you know, entrepreneurial things that you do up on liberty.menu for other people to find out about. There's really no reason not to, because it's free to use liberty.menu. So do you want exposure for free for your business? Do you want people to know that you're liberty-friendly? I mean, if you're afraid of people knowing you're liberty-friendly, then you probably shouldn't go to liberty.menu. But if you want to either find businesses that are liberty-friendly so you can patronize them, or you want to put out your business there so people can find you, then go to liberty.menu and get listed there for free. Again, it's liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your user profile and get a Free Talk Live listener badge, if you like, at liberty.menu. As we continue here, it's Ian and Chris in the studio tonight. We're going to get into podcasting here in a few moments, but just a little bit more on the story about these AT&T, these creepy buildings that have been confirmed now as structures in which the NSA has equipment to essentially siphon off all manner of data from, you know, whatever AT&T's traffic that they're handling through these facilities that are connected to their internet backbones and such. And this article here from The Intercept is, I would describe it as exhaustively detailed. I mean,
oh yeah,
I don't even think I am. I mean, we've been going on this for just half of the show here so far. Now, obviously, we've been commenting and talking about it. It's not like we're just reading the whole thing, but I'm not even, based on just the scroll bar on the right-hand side of the page, I'm not even through a fifth, maybe a fourth of this whole thing here.
I feel like it was like 20 pages long when
it's
I
huge.
Read it. It's yeah, it's absolutely huge.
And there's just a little bit more here that I do want to share. And they get into each individual building and sort of like the history of these buildings, from what I can tell. And they've got, like you were describing earlier, these pictures of these buildings. And they're just so creepy. I mean, they look so kind of Orwellian, like scary places. Like, this is not a place where good things are happening. The peering sites are known as service node routing complexes, or SNRCs, and there's eight of them that have been identified thus far by both NSA documents and AT&T documents. The NSA's documents say they were tapping into peering circuits at the eight SNRCs. The facility's purpose was to bolster AT&T's network, improving its reliability and enabling future growth. They were developed under the leadership of an Iranian-American innovator and engineer named Hossein Islambolchi, who was formerly AT&T's chief technology officer and president of AT&T Labs, a division of the company that focuses on research and development. He spoke to The Intercept and told The Intercept that the project to set up the facilities began after AT&T asked him to help create, quote, the largest internet protocol network in the world, unquote. He obliged and began implementing his network design by placing large Cisco routers inside former AT&T phone switching facilities across the U.S. When planning the project, he said he divided AT&T's network into different regions, and in every quadrant, he says, I will have what I will call an SNRC. During his employment with AT&T, Islamabulchi said he had to take a polygraph test, and he obtained a government security clearance. Quote, I was involved in very, very top, heavy-duty projects for a few of these three-letter agencies, he said, in an apparent reference to U.S. intelligence agencies. He said further, they all loved me. He would not confirm or deny the exact locations of the eight peering sites identified by The Intercept or discuss the classified work that he carried out while with the company. He said, quote, you put a gun to my head, I'm not going to tell you, unquote. Other former AT&T employees, however, were more forthcoming. A former senior member of AT&T's technical staff, who spoke on a condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of the subject, confirmed with, quote, 100% certainty the locations of six of the eight peering facilities identified by The Intercept. That source, citing direct knowledge of the facilities and their functions, verified the addresses of the buildings in Atlanta, Dallas, L.A., New York City, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. A second former AT&T employee confirmed the locations of the remaining two sites in Chicago and San Francisco. Philip Long, who was employed by AT&T for more than two decades, serving as a technician on its network, said, quote, I worked with all of them. His work with AT&T was mostly carried out in California, but he said his job required him to be in contact with their other facilities in the U.S. In 2005, he said he received orders to move, quote, every internet backbone circuit I had in Northern California through the San Francisco AT&T building identified by The Intercept as one of the eight NSA spy hubs. Long said that at the time he felt suspicious of the changes because they were unusual and, he said, unnecessary. He says, quote, we thought we were routing our circuits so that they could grab all the data. We thought.
Yep. It was more decentralized, and they decreased the decentralization is basically what's going on here.
He says, we thought it was the government listening. So at that time, when he was ordered to do this in 2005, they didn't tell him why he had to do what he had to do. They just told him, you got to do this. And he was like, this doesn't make any sense. This has to be for government surveillance.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's interesting. So the buildings themselves really aren't like, you know, you describe them as these scary places, but really, I mean, these buildings are essential. It is the internet. Now, the question is, how spread out are they? How big are they? How is it all interconnected? And there could be a lot more of these buildings. Which would create more decentralization, which would be a good thing. But obviously it's easier to tap into if there's fewer of them,
correct?
Right? So that's basically what's going on when he's saying he, you know, thought it was odd, because obviously it's more, it doesn't make sense to centralize everything. It does make sense to centralize to a large degree, because you want to have certain central places for different providers to come in and peer data. I mean, that is what these buildings are for, is for peering data. But at the same time, you could have more of them, and then it would be more resistant from a nuclear perspective, you know. But the way it is, it's everything's being peered in one of a very few places, and as a result, it's not.
So that's all I'm going to share from the story here. As I said, it's exhaustive. Every single building has a section, basically, in this article. And then at the end, they also have the documents that they're citing here, so you can link to those as well, should you wish. And I will put this full story from TheIntercept.com over on our Free Talk Live forum, which you can access over at forum.freetalklive.com. Now, let's talk about some of the solutions here, Chris, because it's one thing to say the NSA is listening, and there's a good chance they are, at least not as a human being, but, you know, some sort of data collection.
They're analyzing it.
Yeah.
They're cool. Well, actually, you know what? Not only are they analyzing it, but they're just collecting it to use later. So if they want to know where you were at a given time 20 years ago, they can do that now.
Yeah. Creepy stuff. So what do you do to protect yourself? Well, you host a show that you've just launched called Freedom Decrypted, and the website is freedomdecrypted.com. It's brand new. You're on episode zero, basically. You just finished episode zero before ForkFest, as I understand.
Yeah, that's correct.
So you took a couple weeks off. You went out to ForkFest, and you guys have episode one slated for this weekend.
Yes, that's right. Saturday, it will be a live show. I'm not entirely sure
when
time it's going to be airing, unfortunately.
But
it will be posted once it's once it has aired, it'll be posted online, so you can download
it after the fact. You can watch it later. You can watch it live if you happen to be there live at freedomdecrypted.com. But later on, you can download. So you can go and download the first show, the zero show, number zero, or whatever, the test show, basically.
Yeah,
right,
it's
now
basically a test show. It did work. It was successful.
Good.
There's an interview, even.
And it's you and Johnson, so longtime listeners will know both of the main hosts.
Yes, that's correct.
Of freedomdecrypted.com. Go there, check that out. I haven't seen it yet, so I definitely want to catch, hopefully.
It came out good.
The show. Good, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. We've all been busy catching
up.
Not
perfect,
ever since,
but good.
Getting back from the campground, I imagine. So there's more coming up here in moments. We'll get your assessment on, you know, what do you do about all this NSA spying? Is there a way to actually protect yourself? Because as you said, they could tap in at like some of the lowest levels of your computer. So can you really do this these days? This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk about it coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
You create 9/11, through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want to discuss. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
We are talking about privacy in a day and age where it seems to be getting more and more difficult to acquire privacy. I mean, 20 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, without, you know, the ubiquitous internet connections that we all have today, it was a little bit easier to stay off the grid. And you can still live off the grid these days, just, you know, once you get on the grid, man, you're on it, and it's hard to erase, and, you know, you can't take it back. The old Barbara Streisand effect or whatever, once it's out there on the internet, you know, it's there's no undoes.
And even when you're off the grid, you're probably still on a satellite somewhere. So
probably.
If you've built a cabin in the woods, they probably still have you. Yeah. I mean, it may not be constant surveillance, but it's... You know, they still know where you are.
Yeah, so we were, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about this this study or this large article here by TheIntercept.com about the AT&T facilities, these major facilities in 8 locations around the United States that handle all manner of internet traffic and could be used and are being used by the NSA to siphon off information. So the question is, you know, and also you also talked about, Chris, that the lowest level of computing technology at the Intel chip level, BIOS
the
level
the
on
thing
the board,
that's in every single computer.
Yeah. that they have the ability to have a backdoor, basically.
It's built in. It's advertised technology. It's just they're not advertising it as a backdoor. They're advertising it as remote management technology for companies. But it's in every computer.
But a government agency could be given access to that remote management technology.
And not only that, we actually know about how Intel's backdoor works, which is the crazy thing. So I can explain it. So basically what Intel does is there is a thing that basically checks and authenticates whether or not another person is able to connect to your computer and remotely control it, right?
Okay.
And that authentication mechanism basically says, is this person authorized? Have they sent the right password, basically, to access this computer? If the answer is no, it doesn't allow that person in. If they send the correct password, it allows them in. If they send no password, it still allows them in.
What?
Yes, it's a backdoor in plain sight. Wow. So it's basically they can deny having intentionally written a backdoor in.
I see.
But yeah, so this is known fact.
This is old news.
Yeah, it's old news. It was fairly recent news within the last couple of years, but this is within the last 2 years this was revealed. And somebody figured out, you know, how it worked and how they, you know, could be manipulated and stuff. Now there are some things that can be done for those who are willing to go out of their way, potentially, which will potentially disable this. There is this feature that was designed for government, basically, to disable some of this low-level stuff. Now, you're still trusting that it is, in fact, disabled when you disable it, right?
Mm-hmm.
To some degree, that everything is disabled. Because we only know a portion of it. We know a portion of it's disabled, but we don't necessarily know if everything's disabled.
Because they've got a closed source.
Right, because the sources are not available. So a technical person would have a very difficult time, especially the way it was designed, to verify this.
Right. In the same way that, you know, if you hit the GPS button on your phone to toggle GPS off, it looks like it's off in the software.
It's not.
But it's not, you know, necessarily.
So the question that we have to ask ourselves is this the only backdoor? Because there could be multiple backdoors. And there are. We know there's multiple backdoors in different components. So at the lowest level, is there only one? Maybe there is. And if we disable it, which we can do, you can actually order computers from ThinkPenguin and get systems with this Intel Management Engine firmware disabled, at least partially disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So it may, at that level, it may be fairly private, but we don't know with 100% certainty. And this is something that my company has been, and I personally have been very concerned about, and we didn't know many years ago for a fact, you know, that our systems were backdoored, but it was pretty safe to assume that they almost certainly were. And so we started working on a solution to this problem. And
what is that?
The solution is to move away from Intel and AMD.
What other options are there? Like Chinese manufacturers?
There aren't, and that's the problem. Well, so there's CPUs for devices like your smartphone and other types of devices.
I know you guys were developing a very special device.
Right, and that's actually shipping October.
Oh, okay.
So it was delayed a little bit, but it is shipping.
Okay.
And that basically uses what's called an ARM CPU.
Mm-hmm.
And not all ARM CPUs. There's different ARM CPUs.
ARM isn't a company. It's a structure, right, for computing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is a company behind it, but then there's other companies that, like, license it. And then they come out with their own CPUs, kind of SoCs.
Who is the creator of the ARM CPU? Because I know I've seen Motorola associated with it. Are they licensing it?
There's a lot of different companies. There's a lot. I think there's might be 30 or more companies that license from ARM. I think it's ARM Holdings or something.
Huh.
The design, and then they have different. So it's not like really one CPU.
This gets beyond my level of knowledge. The way I'd seen ARM or ARM was sort of as an alternative to like the x86 or x64 style.
It's not really an alternative. It's a design for different types of devices. It's more geared for smartphones and tablets and things like that.
Got it.
And your media center, you know, or your cable box, for example, those types of devices. I mean, so, and there's different CPUs. There's some of them are more powerful, some of them are less powerful. Anyway, so some of the ones in phones are actually pretty powerful these days. And at the very highest level, they're actually beginning to get competitive with Intel and AMD. And
okay.
People are going to come out and criticize me all over the woodwork for saying that, but it is. You can get SoCs or system on chips, which are CPUs basically, that have 8 gigs of RAM, for example.
Yeah.
And I mean that's not how powerful the CPU is, but it just kind of gives you an idea that
this is bigger than just a smartphone.
It's they're pretty powerful.
Okay, but now, do you have access to the code behind these chips?
That's the question. So most ARM chips, the answer is no. But with some ARM chips, the answer is yes.
Uh-huh.
And right now we have basically a complete set of source code to design a card around a standard that will reduce the cost to designing devices that are not backdoored. So, yeah, I mean, basically the first card has only got 2 gigs of RAM and a dual-core CPU.
Is this the one that you're coming out with in October?
Yeah, this is the one that's shipping in October. So it's not that powerful.
You could run a laptop on that for, like, basic word processing.
And
or
there is a laptop design based around this card. And when the next generation card comes out, you can upgrade it by simply popping the card out and sticking a new card in.
So you keep the laptop, the screen, the keyboard, and you can just upgrade with the pop-out card.
Exactly. Yeah. So it makes it more cost-effective, modular, and possible to design devices, not even just a laptop or a desktop, but different types of devices. I mean, maybe you could design a phone around this, and it costs less to design that phone now because the main part is being produced for many, many, many different devices, as opposed to a single design that's specific to a single device. You're going to have to have a lot more of those manufactured, and it's going to take a lot longer to break even. And if there's not enough demand for that device, well, then all of a sudden that device can't afford to manufacture it. Well, now you can, because it costs less to design each device, because you're only designing what's called a housing. And once the housing's designed, you don't have to design the housing again and again and again for each generation. You just have to get a new card. And that card, because it can be used amongst many devices, gets, you know, manufactured in much larger
quantities. Cost efficient.
Right. So it brings the costs down. It brings investments for each new device down. It does all this stuff that Intel and AMD and other companies don't want to make possible, because it basically eats into profits of these companies.
And it'll give you the ability, as you said, to audit the code to where you know there's no back door. Now, how do you know that's the code they're actually putting on the chips? You see?
Well, because you can build it yourself, and we're building it. So,
okay.
I mean, yeah, so technically we don't, you know, we don't, it's a base foundation for a secure private system. It doesn't necessarily mean it is secure and private. But this is where this is what you have to do to get to a point where you can design, you know, a secure system. And we don't have the underlying technology to do that right now. It hasn't shipped yet.
Right. So once this ships,
it's been in the works for several years.
Once this ships, the hardware will be there. It'll be secure hardware. Then you load up, like,
it'll,
you know,
be
Linux.
Possible to design an operating system for it that you can.
You need a whole new operating system for this? Isn't Linux pretty secure?
No, you can use Linux, and it will be Linux-based.
Right.
So, but, like, you still have to design a secure operating system if you want to audit code and things like that. So this is just the hardware, and if you really want to go out on a limb, you're going to want to, you know, examine the code and the pieces that you're putting into that system as well.
All right, well, what about the people with computers today and who want to be more private? Let's talk about that coming up here.
Absolutely.
Hour number 3. This is Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.